All right, hello and welcome into the Killer Frogs bullpen. It's a special off-season edition. We have our first player interview of the off-season. It's new transfer Cole Kramer from Washington State. Cole, how are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me out here. I'm excited.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure you're enjoying the cool weather out there, not the 105 it is here in Texas.
It was up there this week. We hit 90 a couple times, so it wasn't all that different.
Yeah, it must be nice. I miss that weather. Cole, obviously you're transferring from Washington State. You were at a junior college for 2 years, transferred to Washington State, played a year there, and now you're here in Fort Worth, or you will be in Fort Worth soon. Just kind of, tell TCU fans about yourself, who you are, what you love, your passion for the game.
Yeah, I'll kind of start from the beginning. I'm from Arlington, Washington. Played high school baseball in Arlington. Transfer or initially went to Lynn Benton Community, Albany, Oregon. I was there for 2 years. JUCO baseball. I had a great time. I loved every second of JUCO. And then this past year, like you said, I transferred to Washington State. And I enjoyed that as well. Being in my home state, so that was an easy commute for me. And then coming to TCU this fall, I'm excited. But just that's kind of my beginnings. Played baseball my entire life. Growing up, of course, I tried to play every sport, but I fell in love with baseball and I stuck to it and I'm sticking with it and I love every second of it.
Yeah, so you've gone through the transfer portal twice now, and I'm sure it's kind of different going from community college to D1 and then D1 to another D1 school. Do you kind of want to talk about your process of, going from a community college to your hometown and then now going to another Division I college and just kind of what that process is like for those that don't really know about it?
Like just kind of coming out, I like to think of it as like I was just kind of taking step by step. And I was my senior year was during COVID, of course, which never helped out really anyone. But that's all right. But kind of just going from high school to junior college, it's just I think it's adapting. I mean, to everywhere you go, you just need to adapt. And it was I was a freshman on a team full of third year guys and sophomore guys, and it's kind of just figuring out my role and my spot as a freshman. And then as a sophomore, you become the older guy. You kind of learn how to lead people in a better way. You kind of step into more of that leadership role, which I really enjoy. I love trying to push people and being there for guys when they need a leader to step up at any given time. So that sophomore year, I felt like I really strived towards becoming more of a leader. We didn't we had a great season my sophomore year. My freshman year, we actually won the NWAC championships, the league I was in. So that was a pretty surreal moment. That was one of my all-time favorite baseball memories I've ever had. And then going from junior college to the Division One level was kind of just again surviving and adapt. I think that's what fall's for is just to, of course, you want to get better every single day, but you need to kind of learn your new environment. And I felt like being around guys, that have the same goal as you, is just only going to push you even more. And then of course transferring to TCU again. I feel like now I'm a senior. I feel like I am the oldest guy. So I kind of have an idea of, college baseball life now, and now it's just let's go win some championships.
Yeah, you're coming into a locker room that is still relatively young around the country, and TCU is a very young team, and that's a veteran presence that the team kind of needs. At Washington, Carson, I don't know if you've seen this man's stats, but 68 hits, 3 home runs, 7 stolen bases, a .345 batting average, .952 fielding average, and made the All Pac-12 team. For reference, your batting average would have finished second on the team for TCU in the last season. So you definitely bring, the bat to ball skills that TCU seemed to lack a little bit last year. Do you pride yourself more on being better in the box or better in the field?
That's a tough question. I try, of course, as a baseball player for both. I played third base last year. That was actually the first time I'd ever played a full season at third base. I grew up as a shortstop, second base. My freshman year, I played left field, and then moved back to short. Summer ball coming into last year was the only time I played third base. It was like the one position I was unfamiliar with. So I was like, hey, like, can you guys throw me out there? I need to learn and lock this one in. And of course, my next season, I play every day at third base. So that was a good new learning curve for me. But I try to make it both. I really do. Of course, you got to score runs to win games, but defense wins championships. So I would like to say kind of both. I want to lock down the defensive position, but at the same time, you got to hit.
Yeah, of course. Speaking of you playing, third base was your only main position you played last year, first season of it. As you progress further through the season, does it kind of become known to you that now, like, this is your spot, or are you still like trying to take things from other positions, or are you just completely, third base is a completely different mindset? How's it go for you out in the field?
Were you talking about last year? I tried to learn kind of all of them. I know third really well now, short really well, second really well. I tried out a little bit of first base just in case, need be situations, but it was mainly just practicing third and then second a lot of the time, just because last year we had, different scenarios or like a different package or something would go in and somebody needed to hit somewhere, so maybe I needed to bounce over to second base or something like that. I probably played six, seven games, not total, but later in the game, I'd come in and I'd go switch defensively and I'd play second base instead. So kind of being versatile and being able to play all positions because, it's in baseball and really in every sport, it's next man up. So if I needed to be somewhere that wasn't primarily third base, I was willing to do that. And then it's, if they need me in a situation to do something and go lock down a different spot, I can do that.
Carson, do you know this is actually the second time we've ever seen Cole Kramer?
I did not.
So Washington State played at TCU
Oh,
last
yes, they
year.
did. Yes, they did.
They had the 4-run comeback in the ninth inning, and TCU ended up beating them in the 12th inning. Cole Kramer hit a triple in that game. Was it kind of a love at first sight? Like, you saw TCU and you were like, I want to go there, or like,
I mean, that was the first. We just got back from we were in Round Rock, Texas, playing in a tournament there, and then you guys were our midweek on Tuesday, and I remember just showing up there, and I was like, this is like a pretty surreal experience here. Like, this, you guys, the atmosphere was awesome, the weather was awesome. I remember looking at my phone, I was looking back, and the temperature back where I was like 33 degrees, and it was, I think, like 92 during the game, and I was like, this is nice. Warming up in shorts for the first time without two
Oh,
sweatshirts.
yeah.
I was like, this is
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
sweet here. But no, I thought the atmosphere was awesome. Especially for a Tuesday. Midweek games, naturally in baseball don't get that much attention. You guys had the fans were awesome. Those are the type of games that you wanna play in, those late inning games in front of a bunch of people. It's just war out there, just next pitch, whatever needs to get done, get it done.
That game is interesting to me because that's one of the only midweeks that I think I missed, JD. Because I
That
think
was
I'm 90% sure I had some schoolwork I had to get done, and I really, really wanted to go to that game just to see some of the guys that Washington State had.
I'm pretty sure that was when TC was doing their Pac-12 tour and played almost every school in the Pac-12.
In
They
like
had
a
a
week and a
double
half.
midweek game, I believe, against Arizona the next day as well. Cole, you talked about, you grew up in Washington, all that, and or growing up local with Washington, and now you're gonna move basically to the opposite end of the country. Is that like, something that at this point, you were just kind of any school that was had a good offered you a good chance to win a national championship, or is it just, the better weather is the more intriguing part?
You know, and it's a mix of everything. You know, I'm excited to go here. You know, it's a winning culture. It's guys that want to win. You know, their main goal, and I know my main goal is to go win the Big 12 title, and then straight into let's go win a regional, then a super, then let's go to Omaha and let's win that. So it's kind of step by step. So it's kind of everything. Yes, it is on the other side of the country, which is, you know, it's cool with me. The only downside is my family won't be able to go to as many games. My dad, actually, I think he missed like 6 games total last year, and of course one of them was when we played at TCU, but mm-hmm. other than that, like, he was at every single conference game. I think he missed one game of an actual conference series, and then he missed a couple midweek games. So I know he wants to go to a bunch of them. My mom and my brother want to go to a bunch of them. But my brother will be attending Washington State in the fall. He'll be a freshman there. So that's kind of cool. I'm excited for him, you know, to experience the college life. But at the same time, you know, I know they'll come see me and they'll be watching every game either in person or on TV. So I'm cool with it there.
Yeah. At this point, you know, have you talked with any of the guys on the team? I assume you've maybe talked with a few.
Yeah. You know, I hit a couple up on, through social media and stuff like that. But still waiting to, you know, meet all the guys. I'm excited for that, you know, get to see new faces, you know, meet new guys, because at the end of the day, those are going to be your 40, 45, however many are on the team, closest friends. So getting to meet new guys, new experiences, you know, see where they came from, you know, all that different stuff. So I'm excited about that.
And obviously, go ahead, Carson. Go ahead.
Do you know when you moved down to Texas?
Yeah. So I think they want me there between the 12th and the 14th of next month. Okay. So I'm going to make the long haul drive cross country. So I'll be leaving a couple days early. But I'll be getting there in time.
Okay.
Hey, you'll get to experience the football games in the Carter. That'll be fun. Yeah. Just be careful that second game of the season, which is the first home game against Long Island, that 99-degree, 100-degree August weather will sneak up on you.
We'll bite you. All right.
JD, we play at SMU this year. Yeah. Nothing's going to be hotter than that game. That was miserable too.
It's already a swamp. Yeah, Colt. So I did have a question, and now I blinked after Carson was asking it. You're good. got it. Oh, that's what it was. So obviously TC went through an offensive coaching change this season, right? They went from TJ Bruce back to Bill Mozzarella, who was the past coach. Whereas TJ Bruce, because you had committed before this coaching change, was that coaching change any, you know, did it have any effect on you after it happened, or was your main point of contact already just other coaches on the staff?
My main point, you know, who I had the most conversation with was Coach Sarlous. That was who I was mainly talking to throughout the whole thing. The new hire, you know, I think it's great. I've seen his resume. It's awesome. And I'm excited to start working with them.
Yeah, cool. That I was just wondering if, you know, that had, because that coaching change happens like right after you transfer and then everything.
Yeah.
So, and you spoke with Coach Sarlous throughout the whole thing. Is that like, what was his main selling point, if you can't talk about it, that really like pushed you over the edge to want to come to TC?
Like I said earlier, like, it was kind of a mix of everything. I've known Coach Sarlous for a while. I've known about TCU for a while. You know, coming out of high school, that was always like out of high school, it was like a wow, like that was so awesome experience. And so they were always kind of on my radar, throughout the whole thing. And then of course, when I get a call from them, in the portal, I was extravagant about it. I was like, this is everything, you know, this is one of my dreams that I've had for the longest time. Like, this is like a 5-year, 4-year dream that I've been thinking about. And, just kind of when they were talking to me and they, you know, that they showed, you know, so much interest, and they really felt like, you know, that I was wanted, and that just, you know, they sold me right there, and I was really excited about it.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Obviously, congratulations to you coming to TCU. It sounds like a really big dream come true for you. You know, it's what's it like whenever you have to tell the guys that you did play with that, hey, I am leaving? Is it kind of just like a everyone understands camaraderie thing, or?
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, like, I spent a year with those guys. Like, you learn everything about them. You know, their day-to-day life, and you guys, it's not everything's about baseball. Like, you hang out with those guys outside of baseball all the time. Like, you go to football games with them. You hang out with them on the weekends or before practice, after practice, you have them in class, you know, so you see them all the time. And just, you know, like I said earlier, like, they turn into your best friends. And, you know, other guys have left, and, you know, guys graduate, and you know, it's always like a, hey, it's a sad goodbye, but at the same time, like best of luck to you, man. Like, I want to see you succeed. I'll follow them, every single guy on that team, you know, throughout their career. And I want to watch all of them succeed. And I want the seniors to go play pro ball, and the guys who are transferred out, I want them to find a new home and be very successful. And the guys who are there, I want them to have a great season. You know, there's no, I don't see it as no, any hardship or anything like that. You know, it's just, I want them to succeed, and I hope it's reciprocal.
I think the whole of college athletics has kind of become a lot more like understanding of that as well. Like, especially like past 2 years with the transfer portal, everybody kind of gets it, where it's like, you know, there's a potentially a better spot for me to go play, where I'll get potentially more playing time or more exposure. And so I think that's come a long way the past couple of years as well.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously third base, has there been any talk of you know, being looked at for third base maybe for the upcoming season, or you already told Coach Hylos, you were like, whatever position gets me out there, that's what I'll do.
Yeah, that exactly. You know, whatever they need me to do, you know, I am more than willing to do that for them. If it's, I need to go play outfield, like I did in the past, you know, I'll get that done. You need me to play first base, you know, I'm 6'1". I might not be the tallest first baseman, but, you know, I'll get it done. So whatever they need me be, you know, I'm willing to do it.
Hey, you say not that tall, but both our first baseman last year were what, 5'9"? Like, that's an upgrade in height a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, you're about to come play for what is arguably top five baseball jerseys of all time. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to look at all of them. I assume you have, but you just, you know, just TCU has some of the best looking gear. Like, obviously, that kind of excites you. I see your smile when I mentioned
oh, yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I am excited. I know you guys got a bunch of jersey combos. You know, I'm really excited about it. I haven't seen all of them. You know, I've taken like the virtual tour. I've probably looked at online every square inch of that facility that I can see, you know, without actually being in there. But you know, like online, I've checked out the locker room and, you know, the workout places and the field, of course, and all that. You know, the jerseys and all the uniform combos, it pops up. Yeah, I'm excited about those. Those things are looking nice.
Yeah, cool. I've only got like one or two more questions. You know, obviously you're committed to TCU now, and that's where you're gonna go. Was there any other school that was up there with TCU for like your decision was like coming down to like one or two schools, or like you've talked about already, it was just kind of TCU as soon as they called it, no one else really mattered?
Yeah, you know, there was, of course, you know, a handful of schools that I talked to at the gate, and it was just I wanted to, you know, take my time in the decision and not, you know, not pull the trigger on the first offer you get. But it was kind of a mix of schools like all over the country. And I thought I had the best relationship with TCU. And I, you know, saw the most potential, and, you know, I was like, this is a program that wants to win is going to win. And if, you know, this is my senior year, my last dance. So I was like, I want to go out with a bang, you know, I want to do it. So, I remember watching them. Was that 2021 in the College World Series?
When they played Florida, that was
22.
They've been there. Yeah, 22 was Florida. Mm. 2021, they did not make. Yeah, it was 2019, 2017. There's been six different appearances. So,
22, yeah. I whatever the most recent one was, I remember 22. Watching it on TV, and I was like, just that style of baseball, frog ball. You know, I haven't got the full picture of it yet. You guys might have to explain that one to me, so yeah. I don't, you know, they don't make fun of me when I get there. I was just watching. It was hustle baseball. You know, it was taking extra 90s when you can. Yep. Like that was. I remember watching those games, and especially last year. You know, I've been home here. Just scavenging YouTube, you know, watching every single game that I can last year, trying to get to know faces, guys that'll be there. Mm-hmm. Just watching, you know, like it's small ball, but it's fast baseball. And I love it. You know, it's hustling down 90s, you know, it's bunting. It's, you know, you hit a bloop single into right center and the guy bobbles it. You're getting to second base. You know, I watch those guys just create chaos for other teams, and that's kind of how I want to center my game around. So it's kind of like, you know, just moving 100% all the time, put pressure on other people.
Yeah,
Coach Sarlos used the word chaos a lot in like our post game interviews. He loves that word.
Yeah, Carson, I think he kind of perfectly encapsulated what frog ball is. Actually, yeah, I think you understand it pretty well. And like you look at your stats, like you are a frog ball player. Like 68 hits on the season, 7 stolen bases, 345 average, 40 strikeouts, 25 walks, like, and only 3 home runs on the season. That is frog ball. We don't you know, TCU doesn't launch the ball a lot, and that's just kind of their style of play, and it's what makes them so effective. Because, you know, you watch the MLB now, and it's like still a lot of players are relying on that, you know, 3 true outcomes. And TCU is like, yeah, no, there's so many different outcomes that are going to happen.
Yeah, 100%.
And I love that you're looking forward to that, because it really is what makes TCU baseball different than anywhere else in the country.
Yeah.
Kentucky even did it in the SEC last year, and that's why they had so much success, even though they lack the talent, is because when you get people to buy into it, it works so efficiently. It's beautiful.
Oh, it does. Yeah. 100%. And that's, you know, it's, I think what most importantly is you need to know what kind of baseball player you are. Mm-hmm. You know, different guys, you know, sometimes a third baseman typically is more of a bigger power guy that's going to go run 15 balls out of the yard. And, you know, I know myself, and I know that I'm not going to go hit 20 jacks every season. So, you know, if I can specialize in kind of being that hybrid guy, of being a run producer and a run creator, of being able to, you know, my goal last year was, how many times can I touch home plate? Can I, whether that's hit a single, steal, or hit a single, someone gets a single and I can get all the way to third, or, you know, kind of specializing in hitting doubles, just so that way, you know, if I can touch home 2 or 3 times in a game, if I can score 2 or 3 runs, you know, how much will that, you know, affect a game, or how much can that help my team, just kind of, you know, being able to produce runs, whether that's, you know, touching home or being able to drive in a guy from second, or spinning a ball in a gap when a guy's on first, and, you know, having him motor around the bases. So just kind of knowing my role of how I can produce runs best for the team is kind of where frog ball really set in for me.
Do you see how his face lights up when he says frog ball? He's gonna end up with so much of the apparel that says frog ball USA.
That's one of the, I remember we were they're having us do the gloves, and they gave us like the decals that you get to put on it. I saw frog ball. I was like, that's going on.
it was between that and
what's on your hat right there. And I thought, yeah. And I was like, you know what? I think frog ball, just because that's such a specific, like no one else has frog ball, or really even like a slogan like that I know in college baseball. So I was like, you know what? Like, I want to fully embrace that.
Well, if you go anywhere and say frog ball, they're either going to be look at you like, what are you talking about? Or they're going to be like, oh, TCU baseball.
Yeah, this guy knows ball.
Like they'll know immediately.
Yeah. That frog ball and then toad to Omaha. It's like everyone else says road to Omaha. It's toad to Omaha for TCU. Road to Omaha and it's frog ball.
Okay.
It's like the two things that you can say that anywhere and they find out you're on the team anywhere, especially if you have like Dutch's Burgers across the street from TCU.
Oh yeah.
Everything will be paid for you. Don't worry about it. Someone will be like, yeah, I'll take care of it. Don't worry. They support their guys here. Obviously it's off season for you right now though. So what do you do in your off season, summertime? You got a month till you got to come down. Are you still, you know, working on your craft or are you kind of taking it easy at this point right now?
Kind of both. The first, I'd say three weeks, month, it was kind of just let's let the body, especially like the arm, like just let it rest. You know, when you practice all fall and then you go play 50 some odd games, you know, it's a lot of stress on the body. So just kind of be able to get everything feeling, you know, 100%. And then just after that, and you know, at the beginning of that, it was kind of light, but it was just, you know, focusing on working out, you know, gaining weight, trying to, you know, being able to add a little bit of power. And then now it's more of like the last couple of weeks, it's more of, all right, let's, you know, hone in on the craft and let's really focus on, you know, let's get back to hitting every day and let's get back to throwing every day. Let's get back on the throwing program. So that way when I show up, you know, my arm isn't hanging and isn't super tired after the first week of practice. Kind of ramping that back up, getting speed work in again. I'm very fortunate. My uncle is the head track coach for my high school. So they've won, you know, 3A Washington a couple times. And so he's, you know, he knows what he's talking about. he's also the strength trainer up there. So, you know, he gives me stuff to work on. And especially in this last month or so, really start focusing on speed and you know, some more power stuff, but you know, just getting ready to move on the field.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Carson, you got anything you want to ask him?
Is there anything that you're looking forward to doing down here in Texas?
I just, you know, kind of the experience. I've been to Texas twice now. One time we were visiting family friends in Houston years ago, probably, you know, 6-7 years ago, and then this year being there for a week. But you know, kind of just the experience. I know it's different down there, and right. I know I'm gonna stand out as, you know, as a person being from the Northwest. I know it's not the same. My dad tells me that all the time, because he's been all over the country. He's like, you're gonna stick out like a sore thumb. Like you might not think you have an accent, but to that, to like people down there, you do. So just, you know, you'll get used to it. But at the same time, like, I don't want to change who I am.
Right.
Especially when I'm going across the country and it's going to be, you know, a different landscape. You know, I'm used to rain almost every day, mountains and all that stuff. You know, but, and I know that scenery will be a lot different, but just kind of focusing on, you know, staying me. You know, I was born in the Northwest, raised in the Northwest. You know, when I'm done playing baseball, or, you know, I'll be back in the Northwest. So just, you know, just trying to maintain who I am and not change myself to fit the Texas lifestyle. But, you know, I'm just survive and adapt to it.
We'll need to get you some boots and a cowboy hat, though. That's that comes with the school.
That's a requirement.
Oh man, I was thinking about it. My mom told me no way. She's like, you that's too much. Like, you're no cowboy.
And I was, you just like, gotta,
yeah. So maybe a couple months in, or, you know, when I, you know, feel like I'm totally used to it, then I might start thinking about it. But I don't know.
Just so have to borrow some from someone off the team and send to your mom the first day. Be right. Like, it's already changing me.
Yeah, be like, man. It's Texas, you know, I feel like a person already. You know?
since you're driving, if it takes you through Amarillo, go to the Big Texan if you're a big state guy.
Okay.
Very big good state guy, the Big Texan. It's Texan. One of the best steaks in Texas. It's awesome. Yeah.
This is like a restaurant?
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
Okay. All right. That was going to be my next question is like, where in Fort Worth, like what's the go-to? Like what's the must?
In
What's
Fort
the
Worth?
Fort
Oh, it's.
Worth or, you know, kind of the area, you know, I was only there in Fort Worth for a day, so I didn't really get to
Right.
Dude, there's so much here. Like anything you want is
A
basically
lot of
available.
brisket and burgers. Heim
Yeah.
Barbecue. Shout out Heim Barbecue.
I'm barbecue.
They are
Okay.
very good.
All right.
Yeah. Heim basically caters to every football event too. So
Yeah.
very big in the program. They have got like two different ones close to TCU. Buffalo Bros, right across the street from TCU, is pretty good. Pretty good wings. I mean, the best bar, you're gonna get the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Best Mexican food you'll ever have too. Like there's some good hole in the wall. You gotta find the places that no one really talks about, because then it's like, all right, that's really good.
That's that, you know, that's the hard part too, is like, of course, when I'm around here, when I'm at home, like I could point out every single spot, be like, you gotta go there, you gotta go here. So that's like one of my goals is, you know, one of my goals outside of baseball is to be like, I want to experience all that. By the end of it, I want to be, someone asked me, all right, where are you going? I'll be like, all right, you go here, you go there. You know, you want this style of food, or you want this, you go over here. So that's kind of one of my outcomes that I'm hoping for.
Awesome.
He'll be a true Fort Worth resident by the time the year's over.
I hope so.
All right, Carson, anything else?
Think we covered all of it.
Cool. Cole, it was a pleasure talking to you, man. We appreciate having you on. Anytime, you know, you want to come on, oh, I'll reach out to you maybe during fall camps, kind of check in with you. We'll have you on again, see how it's all going, how you're adjusting, where your favorite food spots have been in that time. And we'll go from there. But man, we can't thank you enough for coming on, and we look forward to watching it this coming season.
No, thank you guys. This was really fun. Thanks for having me out here.
All
No
right. We'll
problem,
talk to
Cole.
you guys on the next episode.